This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Quote, after consultations with our interagency partners as well as Congress, we have concluded that the conditions are not right at this moment for Secretary Blinken to travel to China, a senior State Department official told reporters. ABC News earlier cited a U.S. official as saying Blinken did not want to blow the situation out of proportion by canceling his visit, but also did not want the balloon incident to dominate his meetings with Chinese officials. China expressed regret that a so-called civilian airship had strayed into U.S. territory after being blown off course. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday Ukraine would fight to hold on to the eastern fortress city of Bakhmut for as long as it could. It came as he urged the West to supply long-range weapons to help Kyiv push Russian forces out of the Donbas region. Zelensky said Russia would continue to push in the east, but that Ukrainian forces would be able to hold out until more Western weapons arrived. The city of Bakhmut has become a focal point of Ukrainian resistance to Russia's invasion and Moscow's drive to regain battlefield momentum. Russian officials have said Russian forces are encircling Bakhmut from several directions and are battling to take control of a road, which is also an important supply route for Ukrainian forces. This is VOA News. People in South Sudan celebrated the arrival of Pope Francis on Friday, Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Pope Francis arrived in South Sudan on Friday for an unprecedented pilgrimage of peace. The head of the Catholic Church will be joined by his Anglican and Scottish Presbyterian counterparts in a country struggling with war, poverty, and floods. The violence was underscored on the eve of the pontiff's arrival. 27 people were killed in the central Equatoria state in tit-for-tat bloodshed between herders and a local militia group.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Kenya says plans to reopen a border post with Somalia are nearing conclusion after high-level talks between the two countries. Ahmed Hussein reports from Wajir, Kenya.
Speaking after a visit to the town of Mandera, Kenya's internal security minister Kithure Kindiki says reopening the crossing point will improve border security
to enable us to renovate the border post and be able to restart our border.
Kenya closed all of its official border crossings with Somalia in 2012 in a bid to stop incursions by Al-Shabaab insurgents operating from the Somali side. I'm listening for VOA News, Wajir, Kenya.
The northeastern part of the U.S. is being hit with an extreme cold snap for part of this weekend, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orovec says temperatures already have started dropping in parts of the northeast.
The worst part of this upcoming cold snap is going to be the winds. That's going to produce some pretty low wind chill. Wind chill values on Saturday across the northeast are going to be anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below zero.
But Orovec says cold temperatures won't last the entire weekend.
Today into Saturday are going to be the worst days. And then by Sunday, the temperatures start to rebound across the entire area.
I'm Donna Warder.
Turkey said on Friday, Western nations, including the United States and Germany, had not given it any information to back up their assertions that security threats had prompted them to close their missions in their country. Its foreign minister suggested the powers may have been trying to portray Turkey as a volatile state when they temporarily shut embassies and consulates and issued travel warnings following Quran-burning incidents in Europe. America's employers added a robust 517,000 jobs in January, a surprisingly strong gain in the face of the Federal Reserve's aggressive drive to slow growth and tame inflation with higher interest rates. Friday's government report added to a picture of resilient labor market with low unemployment and relatively few layoffs. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.